I'm going to cut a much longer loop of that so that we can just play it and play it and play it and do like 30 seconds of that fucking intro.
And just keep cursing and cursing and cursing.
So good. That is from like a 1965 video of Lombardi.
Cunt bucket.
Doing a 10-minute video on the power sweep. I loved that music. It just screamed old-timey football to me. And also, yeah, shit, fuck, cunt. It is a dirty show. It's Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is?
I am Kelsey Butterworth.
At Papa's Basement for me on Twitter, on Instagram, pfpod.com, show's website. Look up Papa's Football Podcast on iTunes and leave a review.
I am at Is Butterworth It on Twitter and Instagram.
And plug your shit.
I am plugging my
shit. Plug the shit you care about most, more than this show.
Twitter is what I care about probably most. No. And then I could always go for some more Instagram likes.
No, what do you really care about?
Family?
Your fucking game you've been playing, you weirdo.
Oh, Clash of Clans.
Yeah, that thing.
Please join me in my clan, Vomit is God, on Clash of Clans. I am Kelly Margarine. Find me.
Vomit is God. This is what I work with.
Yep.
Vomit is God. So we didn't get to do the show last week. We're very busy, you know, powerful lives, doing God knows what.
Yeah.
All I remember is the Redskins lost. That's all I can walk away with. But I didn't feel bad as a Redskins fan. Didn't feel nearly as bad. First of all, we didn't lose to the Seahawks.
Sure.
That's progress. Second of all, no starter engine of the offense might be talking RG3 here. No RG3 ended the game by ripping out every ligament in their fucking knee, and the entire good year was flushed down the toilet in front of you because you're like, holy shit, the whole reason we're here is now hobbling around like a goddamn wounded thoroughbred.
Yeah.
On our muddy fuck surface.
He does have a problem tearing everything in his body.
Yeah, like they just lost. And even if they lost kind of badly, doesn't matter. You're like, ah, shit, I guess the core will be there. You know, they're going to re-sign Kirk Cousins. He ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going to let him.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, Tony Romo's spine gives out next year and they win again by default.
Hopefully that happens regardless.
I mean, there's exactly. I'll take it any which way he can, as long as he's in a chair with a blanket over his legs.
George H.W. style.
I was going to say FDR, but same difference. As long as that's happening.
Couple of crippled presidents.
And he was like, come here. Let me tell you about when I used to play ball. As long as he's doing that, like a creepy old cripple, I'm happy.
Creepy.
So this weekend was, is it divisional round? Yeah, it's wild card divisional championship Super Bowl. It's divisional this week. Great. Well, three out of the four games were great. The first one was the Chiefs getting their shit pushed in by the Patriots. Did not care so much for that. I fucking hate the Patriots.
No.
I like Andy Reid.
So goddamn tired of them.
The Chiefs had not won a playoff game since I think the black players were called Negro. It's been a while for those guys. What? Oh, you mouthed the hard N-word. That's
no,
not
I didn't.
Very millennial of
you. You son of a bitch.
That
I said, it's been a while.
That is not very millennial.
I would never.
With the hard R and everything. Jeez, that's not how the rappers say
Listeners,
it.
Listeners, he is feeding you lies.
Yeah, they lost. They lost bad. Andy Reid did his usual shit clock management stuff. That guy needs to hire someone who just has a watch, teaches him what the big hand, the little hand means. He doesn't get it.
It's funny that he still has a job to me.
I mean, what they did going into this was amazing. I think they won 10 in a row or some crap like that. They were honest to God, I think 1-5 or some shit like that. And then won. You know, they ended the season. They didn't win the AFC West. They had to wild card in, but they ended really hot. But you're still just like, hey, man, end of the day, Alex Smith is your fucking quarterback. What do you want me to say?
Mm-hmm.
And
what
that was proven.
Do you want me to say?
Who song
what
is that?
Do you want me to do? The Dismemberment Plan.
Oh.
Some local boys.
I do. You know what? That is like one of two white person bands that I actually bought CDs of.
They're rad as hell.
And I was like,
and I
no
love
wonder I typically don't listen to this shit.
Oh, now.
And
you
then
just
I
didn't
popped
get
in
it.
Some Slayer. No, I got
get
it.
Get the
they,
fuck out of here.
They wanted to doodle fuck on their guitar some and call it brilliance. It's all right. It's all
I'm
right.
I'm so offended by you.
Tomato,
right now.
Tomato.
More so than any of the like children being shot at school jokes you've ever made.
You say you're wrong. I say you're really wrong. let's call the whole thing off.
Anyways, back to football.
There you go. So the first game stank. Patriots look great again. Hate the Patriots. You want some weird facts for you. Tom Brady has now played in, I believe, 20% of all AFC championship games.
Whoa.
Because there's been 50 of them. And the Patriots have been in the last five. So that counts for 10 right there. Five fucking years in a row they have been in the AFC championship.
But I'm sure it's just a coincidence, or like they've just got a really deep roster and not the fact that they're just always cheating and being shitheads.
I mean, you could focus on that, but I'm going to just say you millennials hate a winner and you hate America. So that's why you hate the Patriots.
Oh, boy.
The night game was incredible. I know you're a Packers fan, so it was like the scene in Temple of Doom where the dude got his heart ripped out like old Gallimard.
Yeah.
And
well, I'll be honest, I was out with some buds at the time, so I didn't get a chance to
Were you stealing
watch.
Shit?
No,
were you barfing in any hotel toilets?
I was not doing any of that. And if anyone has not listened to the most recent regular Papa's Basement, please listen for context, because that just makes me sound like a monster.
No.
But we were at a Korean chicken restaurant called Dak with an exclamation point.
Nice.
And they had the Packers game
Are
on
you
one
saying
TV.
Dick like a valley girl?
No, I'm not.
Dak. Show Dak. Me your big Dak.
Oh my God. Where's your Dak? I can't say it.
Are you sleeping with an Irishman?
So on one TV they had the Packers game, and I was kind of keeping an eye on it. Mostly I was like, oh, this
you're not
is
a real fan then. I mean, you're kind of a fan.
I'm a general fan. I have a problem with the NFL as a whole, and as such, I have a problem just making myself watch any of the games.
Why?
However,
What's your problem?
We will get into that. On the other TV, they had K-pop music videos.
Korean
Can
pop.
You blame me for focusing way more on that, because it was so entrancing?
You're into the Asian tale too?
No, I'm into catchy music that is not set to English lyrics that drive me up the fucking wall.
There's that, and there's hot Korean girls with pink hair.
Maybe that's something you're
there
into.
You go. Oh, you're not.
I respect them and their talent.
All right, all right. So you're busy cleansing your palate with huge chunks of bok choy and shit while you're in theory.
Dok choy, actually.
Dok choy?
I just wanted to make that joke. That's not what was on the menu.
Okay, yeah. Either way,
they
it tastes
had
like shit.
Wonderful pot stickers, though. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
At DAK.
D-A-K. Yeah, exclamation point.
Don't forget that.
No, otherwise Google will just probably give you the ham company.
Fair enough. All right, so you are doing that, and your team loses.
Mm-hmm.
That goddamn Green Bay game. First of all, yeah. I'm all in with Arizona. I'm not one of those people where it's like, your team beat my team. I hope they go all the way. I fucking hope your team's plane goes into the ocean. I hope that they're playing for Ariel and the rest of the Little Mermaid gang
Aww.
For their next game. I fucking want everything I'm bad to happen to you. Yes. I couldn't be happier. I mean, I'm a Cardinals
Football
guy.
Is better down where it's wet. Don't take it from me.
Ever since the Cardinals were the drunken girl that got passed around the frat house of the NFC East, and like everyone got some except for her.
Rape culture.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone, well, Eagles haven't done shit either, but they weren't quite as embarrassing about it. The Cardinals were just the cum dumpster of the East. And now they're in the West, and if you don't love Larry Fitzgerald, you don't have a fucking heart in your body. And I'm all on board with it, man. I still had my heart broken when they lost that last Super Bowl. I want him to go all the way this year. That or Peyton. If it's Tom Brady, fuck. Oh,
Mr.
shit. Oh, shit.
Dopey
dude.
Pants.
I don't give a shit what he does. Peyton can get a fucking T-800 endoskeleton for all I fucking care. He can be like, nice night for a walk, and then punch right through some linebacker trying to sack him. I wouldn't give a shit. Yeah. So back to that Cards game. You missed not one, but like there was a game tying as time expired Hail Mary from Rodgers. Before that, he
Business
threw
as usual.
Some like I think he converted a 4th-and-20 or some shit. And then I could be wrong on this, but the first play from scrimmage in overtime was like a 75-yard. I mean, it was like a 5-yard pass and then 70 yards after completion.
That's
for
crazy.
Fitzgerald. It was nuts. I loved it. That was an action-packed game. I kind of was like, because I'd been drinking all day, if you catch my drift. Nothing to catch.
You've been drinking, all day. Yeah.
So I nodded off kind of during the first half where I was like, I got a party nap. I got to keep my strength up.
Yeah, and then for all that rigorous sitting and
viewing. Yeah, exactly. I got to remember to breathe and blink them both.
It's a miracle the human race has survived this far.
So I kind of come to about like 5 minutes into the third quarter. I'm like, oh, shit, this isn't so bad anymore. And I paid like rapt attention for the rest of the game. Fucking loved it. So good. I don't know. You didn't watch Seattle at Carolina, did you?
No. I think at that point I was either at a brewery or in bed preparing for the Racing President's tryouts the next day.
We will get to that on the regular show.
We will.
Stop trying to squeeze in.
Listen.
Stop trying to make Racing Presidents happen.
It's not going to happen. This is a sports podcast. I wanted to drop a little treat.
Okay.
A little preview for the listeners.
Of you. You're going to do the Racing Presidents for the Nats.
Yeah, maybe.
You've made it.
We'll see.
All right. I'm just...
We'll see.
I don't like that they let women do it because the presidents were men.
That's a really brave take you've got there.
It didn't piss you off as much as I thought it would. I'm not happy. So the Seattle game, no bullshit. I got into that maybe 10 minutes late. We're talking 10 minutes real time, not 10 minutes game time.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle was already down 14-0. And I'm like, stop, I can only come so hard. And Seattle goes into halftime after Hauschka missed a field goal down 31-0. And I'm like, it will never be this hard again. I took dick pics for the next 6 years worth of sexting during that halftime. That's how fucking good it looked. That was like 5-star diamond hard. That like Colossus in the X-Men. If you've ever wondered, does that part of him turn metal as well? It did, and it was in my pants during that game's halftime, and I took some photos.
That's really progressive of you to be, you know, so turned on by a bunch of men dominating other men physically.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to just roll with that. You know what? Sure. That is progressive of me. I'm into the whole sexual, the psychosexual layer of it. As long as they're huge, black, muscular men.
Taking a snap.
Of the black variety.
Handing it off to a tight end.
There you go. Exactly. A couple really, really well-built white guys to make some variety.
Sticking it in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Getting one through the uprights.
Keep going.
ISO formation.
Handling the ball.
I'm out.
Okay. So we come back to the game. And Seattle manages to scare the fuck out of everyone who hates them. I think the final score was 24-31. Carolina, I don't want to call Ron Rivera a dumb fuck because his team's 15-1.
You know, it sounds to me like you already did, Papa.
And they did beat the shit out of Seattle for the first half. But I'll be goddamned if Ron Rivera, his play calling in the second half of any game, this is like the sixth fucking game that they've had to like win pretty much by miracle. It really seems like after doing very well in the first half, Ron Rivera goes out to the sidelines, puts both of his thumbs in his mouth, slides them both in his anus, fish hooks it open for a bit, and then just keeps them there for 30 minutes.
Now, why would he go and do something like that?
I don't really know.
It seems like he'd get cold.
I don't fucking know how you let a team score 3 touchdowns and a field goal on you after you've kicked their goddamn asses up and down the field for 30 minutes.
It's called complacency, and it's what's tearing this nation apart.
I mean, what did he really think? That he could just... He pretty much started calling run plays as if it was like the last 5 minutes of the game. It's 30 minutes, dude. If you're 3-and-outing all the fucking time, they're going to get the ball back a lot. Like, just do what you were doing, man.
Yeah, like maybe after few rounds of that, go back to the original plan because...
Did not. Just 3-and-out to eat the clock so that it would be that much more heartbreaking when the fucking Panthers finally lost. But they managed to not. Only because they got the onside kick at the end of the fucking game.
Kudos.
Had that been converted, boom. Seattle would have tied it. And if you think they weren't going to win that overtime the way that goddamn game was going, you're insane. And then last but not least, or last but least... No, the Chiefs game was the shitter. Denver hosted Seattle, or I'm sorry, Denver hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steelers of the Pit.
Couple of sexual offenders at QB.
No, that I believe a lot of guys are rapists. I will never believe that Roethlisberger shit. As much as he looks like a fucking rapist, too. Like, the one chick that accused him sent a bunch of emails to all her friends. Were like, I had sex with Ben. It was so fucking great. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I don't think he returned his calls. And he got the Mike Tyson treatment where it's like, oh, you're going to treat me like shit? You raped me. Why did you do that horrible thing to
me? The thing is that rape is very traumatic, and usually the survivor's story changes an awful lot after the fact. And so it is hard because it's he said, she said, but
yeah.
I tend to believe the woman in the situation because usually people don't lie about that because everyone in the world shits on them and calls them a whore and says they're lying and destroys their lives.
Whore.
So
I wouldn't want her life destroyed, but I think it was like for weeks she was like, just call me Mrs. Roethlisberger. It's going to happen. And I think, like, you know, she just looked like some chick he pulled at the local Waffle House when he's drunk at 3 a.m., wanted some hash browns and some pussy. And,
hey, we've all been there.
I call it Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know, man. As much as I want to make fun of him, and I'll call him a rapist or rapeless burger anytime I can, I don't really think he is. What the fuck do I know, though?
Well, do you believe the Peyton Manning stuff?
What, the HGH?
No, that back in 96 when he was still at the UT,
okay,
you know, playing for
they're the Volunteers.
I know. That's why they suck so bad.
Shit.
He reportedly, now according to him, he was playing a prank on
a teammate.
I heard some
shit about this.
Yeah, a teammate in the locker room, and that he mooned this guy, and that the female athletic trainer who happened to be in the vicinity saw and took offense. Her version of events is his foot was injured. She bent down to check it out, and he decided it would be a good idea to drop his pants and literally sit on her face bare ass. And she had to struggle to remove herself from that situation. And no one ever talks about that.
I mean,
those are two very different stories. And let me tell you,
maybe a guy just wants his ass licked and he doesn't know how to go about getting it.
Well, he's a quarterback at an SEC school. He probably had unlimited
resources. Southern girls don't eat ass, do they?
Maybe not back in 96.
I
wasn't
there.
They all
do missionary. They're all gorgeous, but they only do missionary.
Well, but the point is that was...
It's like a Ferrari that's stuck in first.
Pretty horrifying sexual assault, and no one knows about it because it got squashed, and it was in the pre-social media days of college football.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't do that. As far as rapes go, a face-ass rape is fairly lighthearted.
There's no such thing as, like... Okay, rape, though.
There's lighthearted rape. That was a lighthearted rape.
See, comedically speaking, this is really where I draw the line.
Don't worry about it. It's me saying the bad thing. No, if he did that, it's shitty. What can I say?
Yeah, and no
Let's
one
just say
about it.
Far worse if he pulls her down and, like, actually gives her the old rod.
No, it's really bad either way. Like, you know.
Well, you gotta brush
your
teeth.
Oh, well, he could have murdered her, so
you got
it's not all bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's grades. But if he did the butt thing, I don't approve. I'm just trying to find the light.
Oh,
you're light
really
side.
Taking a horrifically neutral stance on this whole thing.
No, dude, you really think I'm like on the side of jock guys doing shit?
No, I think that, to get real for a second, the issue, the reason that he did that is because he was treated like a god, and that's how America treats its football players, and that's why they feel like they can get away with anything.
I mean, I've never really heard of this incident. That's all I can say.
Exactly. I hadn't heard of it until a few days ago.
He could have. I don't fucking know, man. I've never been around any of these guys. I don't really know what to say. Most athletes I've met are assholes to some extent. They've had their dick sucked their whole fucking lives. At the very least, or pretty much the best case scenario for most that I've met, they're not massive prongs to you. Like, they're just pretty neutral. You can tell they think they're better than you, but they don't really say it.
Oh, but that's just not saying much considering that they're the only people America cares about, really, at the end of the day.
Well, because we're stupid. It's what we can process.
I wanna believe that we have more to aspire to.
Shit, no. Oh, we don't... Don't you get it? The world is so fucking rigged and crooked.
Oh, no, it's the world is garbage. Listen.
That's all we can think about is
that's
like,
my mantra. The world is garbage.
Why?
My family doesn't care for it, and they're Christians.
Why do you think we hate so much that you can't figure out what the fuck a catch is in the NFL? because we want to think there's one shit aspect in our lives where we get it. We don't know why we're going to lose our house. We don't know why our careers went nowhere. We don't really know how we're going to get anyone sexually. Pretty much it's like we don't know why we're all fat. Just food tastes yummy. The one thing we can do is sit down on a Sunday and be like, that's holding. That's holding 5 yards. You know, oh, that was PI. That was total PI. We can do that. So when we can't even do that, when it's like, you know, fucking Calvin Johnson with his catch and Dez Bryant last year, it drives us batty.
But don't you want to break out of the matrix? Don't you want to break the glass of this fake reality we've built around ourselves?
Well, I think some people have.
Don't
but
you
want to
be woke?
It'll always be 5% if I'm going to kick a little Muslim wisdom. If I'm going to do a little 5% nation wisdom for you.
I don't follow.
You don't know it? It's like 85% uncivilized content, to quote the Wu-Tang. And then there's 10% of the people who get what's going on, but then they use that knowledge just to control the 85%.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5%'s like your boy over here who gets it and doesn't exploit his fellow man.
I see.
I think those numbers
You're
are a little shitty.
You're the real hero of this whole thing.
Pretty
bang.
Much. I think there's about 15% of people that kind of get it, but they're really fucking lazy, so they just like post on Facebook how fucking smart they are. But then
that would be me.
Yeah, exactly. But then they go and work their shit job.
I am outraged.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm not cool with face rape. I want that on a bumper sticker.
Good.
Not cool with face rape.
On to the next one.
Now, call me old-fashioned. I like
you're
calling.
Fashioned.
I like my rape penetrative. So if you're going to face rape someone, maybe we need a new word for it. All right. Enough. Millennial, you're safe. I'm the bad person that won't get hired by your earwolf. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
They'll give you bonus PC points for just making noise during the show.
Let me wear my hoodie to the office on Casual Friday. And it can be really meta because it says earwolf across the front.
Never say meta.
Please hire me.
Fuck. Meta is like my N-word.
I love
I don't
meta.
Hear that shit.
Oh, come on. Meta textual. Come on.
I like Meta Knight from the Kirby games. That's about it. There you go.
My mom didn't let me play Kirby when I was little because it was too violent. You want to know why it turned out this way?
Are you fucking
It's all her
me.
Fault.
He's a fucking marshmallow with feet.
Because one of the fellow moms at her workplace cautioned her against it when I requested Kirby for Christmas.
Oh, shit. Which one? Like
I don't know. It was like a Game Boy version.
They were all so good. They're dumb games. Don't get me wrong. Like you can beat them drunk as shit.
I've played the N64 one when I was stuck in a hotel during a conference.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's the tits, as you would
great,
say.
Great games. Anything by Nintendo. Any Nintendo property killer.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two games on Sunday. I unfortunately have plans with the dead Pete Maybe. It's his wake on Sunday.
Yeah. Kind of stay by his side. I really am still offended that I didn't get an invite.
Don't be.
You know,
don't
he
be.
Was my friend too.
No, I have plans with Pete that run no bullshit 1 until 4 and they're in New York and the games start 3 p.m. or 3:05. I thought they started 3:30, so I was going to only miss 30 minutes of this shit. Hour late. We might be getting snow this weekend. I have never prayed for snow. And the shit we have tickets to is completely non-refundable. If it is $45 down the pisser so I can sit on my fat ass in a wall of snow on a snow throne, really, like a White Walker King, and just watch football in peace. Fuck, I'd make that trade. You know what? Make it a cool 100. I don't give a shit.
I hope Pete is not listening right now because...
He is, and he's crying.
Hood his feelings.
No. It has nothing to do with the quality of his plans. It's just how much I care about football. There's three
That's
fucking
true.
Games left. That's what's so scary. Whenever the postseason starts, they just give you that tally of how many games. It's what? 11 games total, right? Wild card is 4. Divisional's 4. We're up to 8. That's my SAT score kicking in. Then you got the championships, the conference shit. That's 2. That makes 10. And then you got the bowl. That's mm-hmm. 11. And the Super Bowl fucking sucks usually. Not even if it's like a good game or whatever. It's just so different. You have to make a plan for the Super Bowl. You know, it's, oh, you have to explain it to the people who don't know football. I fucking hate it.
You got to be like, oh, that commercial was sassy.
Yeah, exactly. You have to live tweet it. You have to talk about, oh, Beyonce fell over. We all saw her cunt, you know, shit like that. I mean, we can only cross our fingers on that one.
Do you want to live to see another day? Say that again in a public forum.
You don't like
my God.
Oh, I was saying it in the British sense, where they just call each other cunt all the
time. Oh, I see.
It's lighthearted.
But don't
fun.
Say fanny then, in that case.
That's true. I'd like a nice face full of fanny.
Well, you know, the good news about the Super Bowl.
Said Peyton Manning's trainer.
Ending every season is that then you have spring training. And then you have the draft, and then you have fall training, and then you have the preseason, and then the whole dreadful nightmare starts anew.
Yeah. I mean,
because the NFL has taken over the entire calendar year, so you're really never without football. It's an illusion.
Oh, do you want me to quote the figures where, like, the most bullshit games beat the ratings on the World Series and shit like that? I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
That just... Blah, 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 blah.
It could be like the Browns playing the Chargers. They would beat the fucking World Series. They do that. I know the Sunday night, like when it's a Sunday night game and the World Series was like, I don't know, Saturday and Monday or some crap.
Saturday. Bury it
mercilessly. I got what you did right there. You don't have to. I got it. You got it.
I commit sometimes and then I peter out.
It's all good. So I don't know if we're doing picks. Actually, we can do picks.
Yeah, let's do picks.
Okay, so the first game, Denver hosting New England.
Is it even worth it? I mean, like...
New England wins.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Next.
Like, Peyton's just a shell. I like him. He's a shill shell. I like his new nationwide ad where he's got the lobster shorts, I believe, or crawfish shorts.
As he's golfing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like those shorts. They're spiffy. Not to sound too hip and use the slang of the youth. Then you got Arizona is visiting Carolina. I'm going to go with Carolina.
Really?
Yes. The only thing that gives Arizona a chance is like Bruce Arians, I think, is a good deal smarter than Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera, I don't know, man. I might not know that Bruce Arians was a coach, or I'm sorry, was a player. Now he's a coach. A lot of ex-players, I just think, are lunkheads by default. Because I'm like, you were dumb enough to play football at some point. But you don't have to be dumb to play football. You just have to be athletic. You can be smart, too. You can be like this warrior king.
And you have to have enough RAM to memorize basic running plays and patterns.
There's a lot of shit, yeah.
But they also, like, feed you everything that you need to know through your in-helmet ear worm. So, honestly, you don't even
have to... Like the thing from Wrath of Khan?
Memorize anything, yeah.
Okay. I would probably say Carolina just because they got a good defense. Carson Palmer's still kind of old and fragile. He's like 36. He's starting to get to that
Peyton-ish
age.
There. I mean,
yeah,
it's weird what's considered old in sports, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
War is for the young.
I'd like Arizona to win. I'd like Arizona, especially when the Patriots win the first game. I want Arizona to win the second game. Then I want them to win the Super Bowl. They could. Bruce Arians is a cunning little bastard, even though he looks like a human chipmunk.
Well, you know my position on Scam Newton as a Georgia alum.
Mm-hmm.
But...
you want him to sit on your face?
Nope, don't actually. Okay. And if he did, it would be rape.
Make me laugh at rape? See, that was your master plan. You chess played me.
I don't know enough about either team to make an informed guess, but I feel like probably Carolina, home team advantage,
there
whatever. But I just feel like probably the Patriots are going to win again, and it's going to be a big old circle jerk again, and a bunch of people who have never even been to Boston are going to be like, Pats for life, and I'm going to be like, fucking shut up!
Yeah. And then you're going
to quote
steal
Chelsea
their candle.
Peretti. I will steal their candle holder.
I know Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, she's rad.
She used to piss on Jim Norton or do ass stuff with
Literally?
Him.
Literally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were a couple, and he's talked about there was like one of two exes. He's had two exes. He was on the podcast of one, and Peretti was the other, and he's told some really gross sex stories.
I will be Googling that.
There was some yellow discipline involved, I believe, and pretty sure something went in his bung And he was
pegging.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do it for the sisterhood, Chels.
Oh shit. No, I don't like that so much. Yeah, but look up Jim Norton, Chelsea Peretti, gross sex. I don't know what you Google.
Sure will.
God, you come back with a phone book, you Google those six words, but it's worth it. I guess we can get out of here so that they don't think we're running too late.
And we also are probably about to freeze to death, so if this is the last thing you hear from us,
it's
been a jolly ride.
God, it was that cold out.
It is really, I don't know if we can emphasize enough.
Hold on.
It is Manitowoc County cold.
I'm going to say 15 right now.
Okay.
I'm going to look at weather.
But what about wind chill?
Fucking app doesn't cover that, man. I just use the stupid eye weather.
Fucking app.
Are you making fun of my dyspepsia?
A little bit. It's funny because
16, you would have been a winner, kid.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God damn it.
I probably would have said 20, honestly.
We have to go into that.
We
16.
Do.
16.
And
where the fuck is this, Buffalo?
I have
is
soup waiting
Detroit?
For me at home, so.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I ate mac
and
cheese.
But it's bean soup, so I'm going to be very uncomfortable all night.
Oh, I ate my mac and cheese. I got no warm comfort food. I have to just sit in my room, which has all the windows, so it's like 10 degrees colder. I said all the windows like in that weird internet way. I don't mean
all the windows.
All the internets. No, it just has like, it's like all window. You know what I mean? Like two of the three fucking walls are just glass and it just, it's so cold.
It's a companion cube.
So cold. I have so many blankets on that damn thing. I look like a fur trader. All right. Well, we can get out of here. This is Papa's Football Podcast, pfpod.com for every episode we've ever done because who the hell doesn't want to hear barely football analysis from 3 years ago, right?
I sure don't.
There you go. All right. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. pfpod.com is the website. Please leave us an iTunes review, a Stitcher review, all that happy shit. Probably find us on YouTube looking up Papa's Basement. And what do you have to promote, Butters? Oh, and I'm John Papa Giorgio. If I didn't say that, I think I did, but who gives a shit? I'm just thinking about how cold it's going to be. And I'm not liking it.
It's pretty self-evident, but my name is Kelsey Butterworth, also known as the intern Butters, failing miserably, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I am at isbutterworthit on Twitter and Instagram. I am howmuchisbutterworth on Tumblr. And most importantly, I am on Clash of Clans. As I mentioned prior, we are Vomit is God, and my name is Kelly Margarine. Thank you and good night, and please join our clan.